welcome to the Sports Song Spotlight. I'm Rick Geezer from SportsSongs.com. Today is a tribute to boxer Smokin' Joe Frazier.
Baby, my lovin' like TNT.
That is Knockout Drop from 1969, one of the first songs recorded by Joe Frazier. Yep, that Joe Frazier, the former heavyweight champ of the world and a 1964 Olympic gold medalist. But most people don't know that he was also a singer, touring the world with his group, The Knockouts. Today we'll play several of his songs. In 1970, he became heavyweight champ of the world, and he also released You Got the Love. Let's listen.
You got the love, kind of love that men climb mountains for. Oh, yeah. You got the love they said you swim an ocean for. And I need that love so bad that I can feel the pain.
He recorded his own version of My Way in 1971 to help promote the fight of the century, his first bout with Muhammad Ali.
Now, the time is near, the time is here to check my hopes and prepare to take the dare. It's time to climb right through them ropes and to face a man who has a plan and states that plan not in a shy way. Well, that's his right, but come the fight, I'll fight him my way.
Frazier beat Ali in a 12-round unanimous decision. In January of 1973, Frazier lost his title and undefeated record, being knocked down six times to George Foreman. But his music career continued. He released a cover of the soul classic, Knock on Wood, in 1974. That same year, he lost a fight to Ali, and he appeared on The Mike Douglas Show.
I like to sing this song out to the woman I love. You know, we all fall in love one time or another. And I like to sing this song out to you, because I'm in love. I'm sending out the invitation. Gonna have me a big celebration. I'm giving up on everything I thought was mine.
That was I'd Be Ahead If I Quit While I Was Behind. The other guests on the Mike Douglas Show that day were Richard Pryor and Sly Stone. One of the biggest fights in boxing history was the Thrilla in Manila in 1975. Frazier versus Ali for the heavyweight title. Motown Records released Frazier's newest song during the hype for that fight, and it's called First Round Knockout. There would be no first-round knockout that day. This fight would be called after 14 rounds when Frazier got a cut and his eye closed shut. Motown continued its relationship with Frazier, releasing his next single, Little Dog Heaven, on its Prodigal label in 1976.
There's got to be a little dog heaven with golden fire. but don't fleas around.
Some music historians consider this the worst single ever released by Motown. What do you think? Even though he wasn't the champ, Joe Frazier was a sought-after personality. He performed a Bill Withers classic on the 1978 Jerry Lewis Telethon.
I will lay around some time and show some sadness for people who I know that is now gone. And I'll smile and show you when I'm happy.
That is Paint a Pretty Picture. Smokin' Joe Frazier was more than a boxer. He was a singer, an entertainer, a TV personality, gym owner, and more. Joe Frazier passed away on November 7, 2011, from complications due to liver cancer. Thanks for listening to our tribute to Smokin' Joe Frazier on the Sports Song Spotlight. I'm Rick Geezer with SportsSongs.com. For more info on Sports Songs, check us out on Facebook. Hope you'll join us next time on the Sports Song Spotlight.